This is TWiT.
So let me give you the background on this story, because I think some people are going, what's going on here? Of course, Apple, I think you all know, Apple announced Apple Pay and released it a week ago with the 8.1 update, and you can use it and your iPhone 6, 6 Plus, actually 5S, right? No, because you have to have NFC.
6 and 6 Plus.
6 and 6 Plus to pay at Tap and Pay terminals in many stores. CVS and Rite Aid are two drug stores in the United States that had this Tap and Pay, worked with Apple Pay, even though it didn't advertise it. Just it worked because it's a standard, as well as Google Wallet. And like sometime last week, turned it off entirely. They said, well, we're not going to do it anymore because we have we're contractually obligated to support CurrentC, which is a part of something called MCX. Turns out this MCX was created by Walmart and has a couple of dozen companies, big ones too, names you would know as signatories. And the idea of this is that Walmart and these other companies did not want to give a piece of the action to the credit card companies. That was what it was really about originally. We don't want to give MasterCard and Visa a few percent. So it doesn't take credit cards. It takes debit cards or prepaid cards from the store. It doesn't work very well. You can download it now on iOS. In order to use it, and it's not even out yet. It won't be out till next year. When it's out at Rite Aid and CVS and these other stores, you'll have to have the app on your... Is it one app currency? It is. It's not per store.
One app. One app for iOS, one app for Android. So you'll
The description. So you'll launch currency on your phone. The terminal will not, there's no tapping. The terminal will show a QR code, which you then have to scan with your phone. And then do you enter a PIN at that point? Did Nick explain how that, I don't know what the.
It's invitation only right now, so it's hard to tell exactly how it's going to work.
Okay. But somehow, probably what will happen is the phone has to be online. It will then signal via the internet to,
you have to be online,
the currency servers. Okay, here's a transaction. This is the transaction ID I got from the terminal. I approve it, and it'll go through. But as you point out, in that process, no credit cards were used, but all of your information was handed over. It's pretty much a loyalty card system, right?
And they're pulling your device ID. They're inserting a unique identifier that persists over multiple installs. They're trying to get your MAC address. I mean, the C stands for creepy, as far as I can tell. Yeah. Currency.
It's a non-starter, I think, for anybody who's paying attention.
I think that Apple has a real opportunity to make sure that people are paying attention. I think that both Apple and Google, exactly what Andy was underlining, have the opportunity to really talk about who are you going. And I think Apple has a better case probably than Google in a lot of ways that, we're not in the business of selling your information. we're in the business of selling you hardware. We're here to make a service that, obviously makes it as easy as possible for you to do what you want to do.
Alex, I don't think that's true. Walmart says that they have the consumer's interests, best interests in mind.
Of course.
That's
of course.
What they say. It says it right here. Yeah.
I think that the one thing that Apple, I think, does have to think about, and I think that there's an opportunity there, is to have their partners eventually be able to say, if I'm a consumer and I want to, if I choose to add a loyalty program on top of my Apple Pay for Starbucks or for whatever, so that I get my free whatever every 10, whatever. If I choose to add that piece by piece, I think that could make a lot of sense, and that could dull a lot of the arguments on these cases. I mean, their argument is they don't want to give up control. They want to, definitely don't want Apple to have control of that process. So I think that that's not going to help them, but I think that there are opportunities for retailers to, there are valid opportunities that you can't do right now with Apple Pay that they're talking about, which is being able to extend loyalty benefits, and that a lot of companies and a lot of people like to take advantage of. And so I think that's not in Apple Pay, but it definitely could be added. Yeah.
Here's what Walmart's statement is. They sent a statement to Business Insider. I love this. There are certainly a lot of compelling technologies being developed, which is great for the mobile commerce industry as a whole. Ultimately, what matters is that consumers have a payment option that is widely accepted, secure, and developed with their best interests in mind. MCX, that's the merchants exchange that Walmart created using currency. MCX member merchants already collectively serve a majority of Americans every day. MCX's members believe merchants are in the best position to provide a mobile solution because of their deep insights into their customers' shopping and buying experiences. Yeah, we know more about you than Apple does, so use our system.
Their words are not matching their actions. And to your earlier point, Leo, they didn't just disable Apple Pay or Google Wallet. They turned off NFC. It's right. Like going to Starbucks and them not wanting you to buy Starbucks cards online, so turning off Wi-Fi. It's an entire technology they've banned.
And maybe this was a more revealing statement from former Walmart CEO Lee Scott when he was asked by an analyst why MCX could succeed. The former Walmart CEO said, "I don't know that it will, and I don't care, as long as Visa suffers."
Yeah.
So, okay, I could tell you right now, it's not going to succeed. I think nobody wants this.
Well, yeah, and I think for any of these, if they really think that they have a superior product that their consumers would prefer, just, yeah, let them both play and we'll
let
see
the
how
market
it turns
decide.
Out. But the bottom line is that people aren't going to want to give them that information. You know, a lot of them aren't, especially definitely iPhone users are probably going to be more likely to be disinterested in that process.
It is a little scary if you go to the MCX site, mcx.com. The retailers, the companies that are involved in this it's Shell, it's Walmart, it's Best Buy, it's Kmart. Kmart, Kohl's, Lowe's, Sears. It is some of the biggest retailers. Shell, Southwest Airlines.
The rumor that I've heard is that there's a 3-year. There was a three-year exclusivity, yeah. And some of them may have signed on within the last year. So the ones that have, and there's some kind of...
Boy, are they sorry.
In the first year, there seems to be some kind of, there's a rumor that there's a clause that lets them get out of it in the first year. So for the ones that just signed in, they may choose to peel out. For the ones that signed in a ways back, they may be having theirs come up in the next year or...
Do you think consumers are savvy? I mean, look, everybody on this panel and everybody who probably watches this show or listens to it is savvy enough to know the difference. But do you think the average Joe going into CVS?
I think the average Joe going to CVS isn't going to use this anyway. I
mean, right. They're just cash or the credit card.
Their ATM card. This is
Those
not,
aren't going
this
away.
Target is on the list there for currency, but they're actually using Apple Pay on the online app. So where they're not prohibited by doing it for their contract, they are deploying Apple Pay. Yeah.
I think this is probably a case of these guys misjudging the market. It has been, it's been a couple of years. Nobody knew Apple Pay was going to happen. Yeah.
What a dumb deal to sign.